I'll do.
I started recording, but
Oh.
do you want to? Yeah, do it now.
Okay. Right. Once again, we're going to start this one with an apology. Because we seem to be good at those.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You did
in
it.
In the last one about the Robot Wars, I said that Razor never won the UK series. He did win Series 5. I just wasn't paying attention.
Well done. Well
yeah.
done there.
Well, yeah. Brilliant, brilliant research on my part there.
You did a sterling job. See, what happens is we listen to the booze afterwards. And we listened to that one back. And I thought it was quite good. And then I asked you what you thought of it. And you went, it's all right. That was it. I was
yeah. like, oh. That's because I was reading this thing that was telling me that all of the information, not all of it, but a lot of the information I said was wrong.
Oh, okay. It wasn't that you
It
just,
wasn't that I didn't care.
You
no.
were really unimpressed by it.
No, it wasn't that.
Well, what we're going to do is films, because neither of us know very much at all about films. So we thought it would be a good topic to cover.
yeah, just shows how our minds work.
Exactly. Well, if you've been listening to any of the output so far, you'll be familiar with our with the way we think. So we've got the top 10 up here, UK top 10, and number 10 is
Gnomeo and Juliet.
No,
Gnomeo.
Gnomeo.
You stupid idiot. Gnomeo, oh, as in gnomes.
No, yeah, I know. No, I quite like pronouncing the G on gnome, even though it's completely grammatically incorrect. Which, I mean, looking at the poster, it looks, well, you know, there's a gnome.
Brilliant.
And presumably there's a Juliet. Number 9 is The King's Speech, which is a film that I want to see, but haven't. Do you have any desire to see it?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the only person here, so it must have been me.
It's true.
I'm probably the only person who doesn't really care.
Do you not?
Not really.
Not?
It's not my kind of film.
Oh, is it an interesting sort of history drop? No.
No.
You want to watch Transformers, do you?
No,
or
no. I just, yeah.
The no. Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, that's a lot like, if I can get the thing up, I think, if it's the film I'm thinking of, it's a lot like Inception. Inception was a very good film. People who, I need a review of this. We're going through this quite quickly, but yeah.
Politician and a ballerina affair. Yeah, apparently it is a bit like Inception.
It's a romance, a sci-fi and a thriller, apparently.
Wow.
That's, yeah, a lot
All
of information.
All bases covered.
A lot of information on that film that we've got for you there.
I tried to pronounce this one before, number 7, and I went, Anuva. And you just went, no, another hood.
Yeah, which, clearly, yeah.
Yeah, if you can read, it's clear, really. Which looks, well, you know, interesting. It's about a hood, I think. 5.8 out of 10.
Oh, that's not very good.
So, avoid
Nine
that one.
9 reviews, 7 reviews.
Mm?
This website's useless. It says there were 7 reviews and 9 reviews.
Hmm. Well, that's clearly wrong. Yeah, it does. I think that, no, that's critics and users.
Oh, I see. Good.
We're on the IMDb, by the way, to give credit to sources. This next one has only got, like, 6 as well. Hall Pass.
Ah, yes. I haven't heard a lot. It's just been advertised almost everywhere.
I haven't seen it advertised. What is it about?
Couple of married guys get what's called a hall pass, where they're allowed to date women or do whatever they want for a week or something. I don't know what the time period is. And then mayhem ensues. It's that kind of film.
Okay, well, good review there.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen any of these.
Surprisingly good review for a film you haven't seen. The Lincoln Lawyer is the next one at number 5. Jesus, we've only got like 45 seconds, so...
Oh my God, we're just going to have to name them quickly.
Lincoln Lawyer.
Yeah.
Next one.
Chalet Girl.
Unknown.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is. Battle Los Angeles.
Just got it.
Oh my.
And Rango. You said you knew a bit about Rango.
No, just that it's animated.